This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at AWS AppConfig. Engineers love to solve and occasionally create problems, but not when it's an on-call fire drill at 4 a.m. Software problems should drive innovation and collaboration, not stress and sleeplessness and threats of violence. That's why so many developers are realizing the value of AWS AppConfig feature flags. Feature flags let developers push code to production, but hide that feature from customers so that the developers can release their feature when it's ready. This practice allows for safe, fast, and convenient software development. You can seamlessly incorporate AppConfig feature flags into your AWS or cloud environment and ship your features with excitement, not trepidation and fear. To get started, go to snark.cloud/appconfig. That's snark.cloud/appconfig.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition on this abbreviated week. 1Password frankly got it wrong with a blog post asserting that you shouldn't bother with configuring MFA for 1Password itself. I'm not going to argue the technical merits of what they're saying. I'm going to leave that to smarter folks than I, but instead focus on the message confusion that this causes. Turn on MFA for important accounts is a very straightforward and important message. Don't bother turning it on for this most important of your accounts is not heading in the right direction from a customer confusion point of view. Joe Frechette has a handy guide out in the ordered list of steps to take in order to avoid CloudFront or DNS domain takeovers on AWS. Federation is hard, I get that, but when over 1,000 iOS apps are found to expose hard-coded AWS credentials, it starts to look like a more serious problem. Mobile app authentication is hard. Similarly, while I'm on the topic, AWS's own mobile app for managing AWS supposedly supports federated identities, but the crappy browser built into the thing doesn't accept NFC YubiKeys on iOS. Brilliant. Convenience wins over security more and more often, it seems. Chris Farris also has a great post covering how to handle incident response within AWS. You're going to want to hang on to this one for when you inevitably suspect a security breach.
This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring.
AWS had a couple of things to say. Announcing new AWS IAM Identity Center APIs to manage users and groups at scale. Historically, this AWS SSO renamed thing required a whole lot of AWS console interactions. Being able to manage it programmatically is a most welcome change just due to the potential for error reduction via misclick. Surprise! The junior dev is now able to destroy production because I screwed up the group memberships. And how to subscribe to the new Security Hub announcements topic for Amazon SNS. I sure wish AWS would unify its how to get updates about various things channels. Notifications sit languishing in the status center within the console, SNS is annoying to set up, and you get a barrage of marketing emails at your registered email address. And this week's tool is an open source dingus that lets you use Touch ID on supported Macs to authenticate sudo on macOS. I am very tired of typing my password for this, but don't want to allow sudo no password, so this is a good compromise. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.